This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. And actually, it's after 4th of July on a Friday. And obviously, that was my best Jesse Kelly impression. I'm not Jesse Kelly, but my name's Sean Parnell. I'm a combat veteran. I'm a New York Times best-selling author, but more important than both of those things, I am simply a humble servant of America. I love this country, and I would give my life for it if need be. Jesse is off today, but we have an interesting relationship. I've known Jesse for a very, very long time. He's a Marine. I'm an Army guy. He's an Iraq combat veteran, an Afghan combat veteran. He was enlisted. I was an officer, but, you know, and I know that sometimes officers and enlisted are something like oil and water, but we were both in the infantry, and that makes us brothers. And it's an honor to be in the chair for him today. So thanks to my buddy Jesse Kelly for giving me this opportunity. Folks from sea to shining sea and everybody in between, welcome. We have a huge, huge show for you today. 3 hours of nonstop, awesome, conservative content. Hour one, right? Life in America under Joe Biden. Americans feel left behind. We're going to do a 4th of July recap. We're going to talk about our politicians on both sides of the aisle have failed us. This Walmart grocery store app trend is cutting through the nonsense propaganda of the Biden administration. So, needless to say, do not believe the economic numbers coming out of the Biden administration. Americans can't afford a vacation anymore. But don't worry, the animated corpse that is Joe Biden is just fine. He's on the case. That and so much more coming up. We had an amazing 4th of July yesterday. I want to talk about this real quickly. Fort Parnell, I've got a farm. We've got corn, we've got soy, we have a panoramic view of fireworks all around us. And what my family and I like to do on every 4th of July is just take a moment to appreciate that we live in the best country on the face of the planet. That what we have here in America is truly, truly rare. And we capped off the night after watching fireworks, watched a movie called The Patriot with Mel Gibson, because let's face it, everything that Mel Gibson is in is just top notch. But there was a scene in that movie where Mel Gibson's character, and I don't want to give a spoiler, but you should probably see the movie by now. Mel Gibson's character, I'll just say this, he loses a member of his family, and it's a really difficult scene to watch.
And he's debating whether or not he wants to stay in the fight against the British. Of course, the movie takes place during the Revolutionary War. At this point in the film, he's just lost so much and he doesn't know if he can continue. And the colonel that's in charge of everything looks at him and he just says, Benjamin, I know you've sacrificed a lot. I know your family has sacrificed a lot. Just stay the course. And of course he does. And the movie wraps up in historic fashion. It's awesome. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. But that got me thinking about this amazing country that we live in. And I saw this post by this great account on Twitter/X. If you go check it out. His name is called Cynical Publius. Okay. That's not his real name. He's obviously anonymous, but he had something written out there and I want to read it to you because I thought it was great. He said, before the USA came into being, people were British or Chinese or Arab or Russian or whatever other nationality or tribe based solely on blood in an accident of birth. Who your parents were and the land you were born on completely decided your nationality and your social class. You had no choice. But then along came the USA. The USA is the first nation ever, folks, where its citizens, we are not united by blood or land or aristocracy or nobles, but we are bound here in this country by an idea. In America, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter where you're born or how much money you got in your bank account. It doesn't matter your social status at birth. If you come to America from any other country, you raise your right hand, you pledge to support and defend the Constitution. Well, by God, that makes you an American. Every bit as much as someone whose forebears came over on the Mayflower. And I got to thinking, like, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Folks, all of that is at risk right now in America. And it's at risk right now in America because of these two morons in the White House. Listen.
And we give thanks to our Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, the extraordinary President of the United States, Joe Biden!
Ho, ho, ho!
Now, that was just yesterday on the 4th of July. You have Kamala Harris, and here's the thing. Not to take a sidebar off of where I was going, but Joe Biden said, ho, ho, ho. Now, is he referring to the handoff given to him by Kamala Harris? Ho, ho, ho. Or is he really thinking that on the 4th of July, it's Christmas? I don't know. And I don't know because our president has dementia. But back to the story at hand. See, I've got five kids, but my oldest two, they work at a grocery store. The same exact one. And over the last couple of months, they've each told me stories of people struggling to buy groceries. I think older folks, people who look retired. You see, we come from a blue collar area. I'm from Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. Working class is in our blood around here. My grandfather worked in two unions. My great grandfather worked in a steel mill all his life. So did my great aunt. My grandmother also worked in a steel mill. So I know exactly the type of kids, exactly the kind of people that the kids are talking about because I see those people every day. We come from a family like that. These are a very proud people who look like they put in a lifetime of hard work. And I'm sure that many of you all who are out there who are listening today know exactly the type of people that I'm talking about. War veterans, farmers, boilermakers, carpenters, mechanics, steelworkers, plumbers, firefighters, cops. You know the type. You get the picture. But as my son and my daughter saying, these people are out there, they're scanning their groceries, and it comes time to pay. They swipe their card, and it's declined. Insufficient funds, or the cost of groceries is so ridiculously high that they don't have enough cash in their wallet to make the purchase. And in some cases, they're so embarrassed that they just leave the store, like head down in shame. Like somehow this is their fault. And listen, folks, I have been there. I'm a paycheck to paycheck guy. I get it. It sucks. I imagine many of you all who are listening right now have been in this situation before. Then I got to thinking that hardworking Americans are hanging their heads in shame because they cannot afford food. And this happens time and time again, far too common. And you know what? It shames me to say this, but it doesn't seem like our political leaders care all that much. Well, they say they care. You know, they got lots of great little one-liners and turns of phrase. They talk a great game on the campaign trail. But many of them seem to have forgotten something. And it's something that I realized when I was on the campaign trail running in 2020 and then again in 2022. You see, I've done this twice. I've had my name on the ballot twice. And I realized something very, very quickly. That most of these people feel, most of these people, Democrats and Republicans, they think that campaigns are all about them. But that's not true. Campaigns are about the people. And they always will be. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the American people being left behind by both Democrats and Republicans in Washington. And folks, it is time for that to stop. All that and more coming right up. Stay with us.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
We are back. Welcome back, folks, to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. My name's Sean Parnell, in for my good buddy Jesse Kelly. Thank you for sticking with us. Folks, listen. The American people have been left behind. You know, we've been talking about that in the lead-in to the show. The economy is in just devastating shape because of 3 years of fiscal and monetary policy that was set forth by the Biden administration. But it's personal for me because I come from a working class family. And we were talking about Americans, my children working at a grocery store and Americans not being able to afford groceries because groceries, the cost of groceries have tripled over the last 3 years. If you're a working class person living paycheck to paycheck, that really, really hurts. You know, listen, I could get into my car, living from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Western Pennsylvania. I live north of Pittsburgh. I could get in my car and I could drive 45 minutes in any direction. And I would drive through one, maybe even two dilapidated and derelict towns. Left behind, those people left behind by politicians, Democrats and Republicans. You know, they got lots of great one-liners on the campaign trail. The campaigns are not about them. They are about us, and the American people are being left behind. And so what does that look like? When you drive through these towns, these were once bustling, quintessentially American small towns. You drive through them, now they're like ghost towns, closed factories, outsourced jobs. And when those folks lose their jobs, the tax base completely disappears. And then communities collapse. People who lose their livelihood, they lose their businesses, they lose their homes. Think about all the ways this affects people. When businesses close down, what, that little league baseball team that typically relies on a sponsorship from that business, that goes away. Schools are hurt. Folks, we're not just an economy here in America, but we are a nation. And then a guy like Trump comes along and he shows up for the American people. He says, you know what? I'm not going to leave you behind. And this is strange because Donald Trump is a New York City billionaire. But he has seen the situation in this country for the last 20 years. He's seen how the American working class has been completely and totally left behind by our political elites in Washington. And what drives me crazy about so much of this, and what I think Donald Trump is a breath of fresh air, is that we have politicians, we have Americans who are struggling. They can't afford to pay the bills. I'm one of those people. I go to the grocery store and $100 You bring $100 to the grocery store, and every single month that goes by, it fills up your cart less. And then Donald Trump comes by and he says, you know what? I'm not going to leave you behind anymore. We're going to be there for the American people. And so there's this trend, and talked about grocery prices have tripled in just the last 2 years. And that's nothing to sneeze at. This is, of course, from Revolver. So these skyrocketing costs can devastate a family just trying to scrape by. Does the Biden regime care? Well, of course they don't. So there's this clever feature on the Walmart grocery app. The title of this article, it reveals a horrific truth about Biden's cruddy economy. And so people, what they do is they buy groceries back in 2020. And then they go back and they look at the history of their grocery purchases. And then they put the same order in 2022 and they see the grocery prices have absolutely skyrocketed. And this woman wrote on social media, said, my husband and I were talking last night about how 12 packs of drinks is $9 now. And how in 2020, I used to buy them 4 for $10. I decided to go back into my Walmart app and see what I was paying for a random grocery order. In January of 2020, I paid $7.20 for 30 items. I added all of them to the cart again, repurchased them today. Today, those 30 items were $165.42. That's $95.22 price increase in just 4 years. That's 136% inflation percentage. And she says, we can't go on living like this. I can't be the only one who feels this way. And she's not. This guy in this video that has since gone viral, he checked his Walmart order from 2 years ago. I want you to listen to how he talks about this. He's just a regular guy. Just listen for yourself. Listen to the pain in his voice.
I feel like I'm going to be sick. I just like looked through my Walmart history and I found this like Walmart order from 2 years ago for the whole month worth of groceries. 45 items cost $126. A whole month of groceries just for me, basically. But I did notice this reorder all button, and I wanted to see how much it would cost now. Now, this order of 45 items for 1 month would have cost $414. That is four times more. How the f***? How? Like, what?
Exactly. And so Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen this week, well, actually, I think they talked to her a couple of weeks ago, downplayed the sharp increase in grocery prices over the last few years and said she's not surprised by them. This from Revolver News. Yellen commented during an interview with Yahoo's finances, Jennifer Schoenberger, on Monday after being asked whether she's seen the recent grocery price increases firsthand. I sure have. I go every week. You honestly believe, America, that Janet Yellen goes to the grocery store every week, Yellen, who's worth an estimated $20 million? Come on, folks. These people are out of touch. They are not telling us the truth. They don't care about the American people, but they'll fund Ukraine to the tune of $100 billion over the last several years with your taxpayer dollars. And, you know, it's no wonder Americans of all stripes are abandoning Biden like crazy. Young Americans, 18 to 25. 2020 went for Biden by plus 16. Now Trump is winning them by 5. Blacks, I've seen polls that have Trump winning 25% of the vote. Latinos, 45%. The American people are smart. They see what's going on. We're going to talk about this and so much more when we come back on the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. Stay with us.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly radio program. My name's Sean Parnell, combat veteran, New York Times bestselling author, humble servant of America, and I have the honor of sitting in the chair today for my good friend, Jesse Kelly. And so, yes, just to answer a question right up front, I know you're all thinking it. Yes, I am a Trump guy. You could probably tell. I'm honest about that, not like some of these other people who are out there. But hey, look, it's the Republican Party. It's the Big Tent Party. If you're not necessarily a Trump person, that's fine. We love having you listen to the show. But do you want to know how I got into all this craziness? Actually, we started thinking about this over the break. But I'm not a typical politician. I mentioned in the show that I ran twice. Well, President Trump called me out randomly at a rally here in Western Pennsylvania that I wasn't even present for. Never talked to him. Never met him in my life. Like, totally random. In fact, back then, I had a service dog charity, and I traveled all around the country, and I would give service dogs to veterans. And I was on a stage in North Carolina or South Carolina. I can't quite remember how it happened, but we had just given away a service dog to a veteran, and I walked off stage, and I was wearing, like, a jacket, and the phone started ringing in my pocket, like, all the time. Like, would just, at the war, you know how when you're doing something and your phone rings and it's annoying and you're like, what's going on? Well, I look at my phone. I have like 60 missed calls, and my mom is calling me over and over and over again. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, like, is there a death in the family? And then I look at my text messages. I have text messages from people who aren't in my contact list, from reporters, from political consultants. I'm like wondering what is going on. So I step off the stage. I walk over to a quiet area. And I pick up the phone and I call my mom back and I said, Mom, what's going on? Is everything okay? And she starts yelling at me. She's like, Sean. And my mom is like this fiery Italian lady. She's like, Sean, are you running for Congress? And I said, Ma, no, I am not running for Congress. And she says, Well, President Trump says you're running for Congress. And I was like, what? It's like 11 in the morning. Are you already drinking? This is absolutely crazy. But President Trump had come into town and called me out randomly to run. So ultimate political outsider. So I see things a little bit differently than most Democrats or Republican politicians. And so let me ask you a question. Over the last 3 years, have things gotten easier for you? Over the last 3 years, has life gotten better? Has food gotten more affordable? Gas? Are you safer? By every statistical measure, our lives as Americans, this cuts across politics too, folks. By every statistical measure, our lives are worse off. Every single one. Look at what's happening at our southern border. Over 10.5 illegal alien invaders have come into this country. We don't know who they are. There is a tidal wave of human suffering at our southern border on a day-to-day basis. That is a policy decision made possible directly from the White House. This is a deliberate act by Joe Biden in the White House, or whoever's behind the curtain pulling the strings for him. 85,000 missing children at our southern border. And yet you don't see AOC down there crying in white. You don't hear the media blathering on about kids in cages. Crime is through the roof. Yet the media reports that crime is down. Democrats say that crime is at historic lows. Well, it's amazing what happens when major cities like, you know, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami don't report crime statistics. It's amazing that crime goes down. We talked about the economy. Everything is more expensive. Life is a lot harder. In fact, you're even stupid if you question this. In fact, if you listen to the Biden administration, though, they would just tell you everything is totally fine. You remember James Carville? James Carville is a guy that worked for Hillary Clinton, well-known in Democrat circles. He used to say something, age-old wisdom for campaigns. He used to say, it's the economy, stupid. In other words, hey, if a candidate or an incumbent focuses on the economy and creating a strong economy, or just creating the space for private small businesses, which are the backbone of America, to thrive, then everything else falls into place. It's timeless wisdom for both Democrats and Republicans. But I talked in the prior segment about traditionally Democrat voters fleeing the Democrat Party. And they're doing that because the economy is not working for them. Kids that are 18 to 25, folks, they're being priced out of the American dream. I saw a stat. The average salary in America, $60,000. The average cost to own a home in America, $106,000. Kids are being priced out of the American dream. So it's not just the economy stupid. If the Democrats focused on that, maybe things would be a little bit better. If they were honest with the American people about the economic conditions in which we live, maybe things would be a little bit better for the American people right now. But you're stupid for even questioning it. Listen to KJP, the worst press secretary in the history of the world, a DEI hire to be sure. Listen to her talking about the economy in 2022. Things are so much worse now. But listen.
The president's focus on delivering for the American people. That's his focus right now.
Inflation has been above 5% for an entire year now. Why did the president wait until almost December to decide who would be leading the Federal Reserve?
The president has taken the economy as a whole and inflation very seriously, especially these past several months, and making sure that he does everything he can when it comes to, as we know, inflation is increasing costs in two important areas for the American people: food and gas. I've listed out the things that the president has done, and so that. You know, that hasn't changed. It has been a priority. That's why we see the economy in a stronger place than it's been, a historic place than it's been in decades.
That's why we see the economy in a stronger place than it's been in decades. That is a brazen lie. So we've gone from it's the economy, stupid, to the economy is great, stupid. And the Democrats continue to wonder why people are leaving their party in droves. You know, everything about their position is smoke and mirrors. I'm sure you saw the economic numbers that have come out today. 111,000 downward revision in jobs over just the past 2 months. coupled that, of course, coupled with unemployment rate ticking up again, means more weakness than strength in the Biden economy. As I mentioned, it's all smoke and mirrors. And have you also noticed that they revise the economic numbers downward all the time? Here's the strategy from the Biden Administration Bureau of Labor and Statistics. Step one, every month release a phony jobs report. That way you're grabbing those headlines. Hey, look, the economy's better. Step two, a propaganda media blitz with the help of all your allies in the mainstream media. Step three, what you do a couple months later, quietly revise the numbers down to reflect what the actual numbers are, which happens to be on like page three or page four and gets almost no media attention. May jobs revised from 272,000 down to 218,000, minus 54,000 jobs. April jobs revised down 165 to 108, minus 57,000 jobs. This happens every single month. Just give it a few weeks, and I guarantee you the Bureau of Labor and Statistics will quietly revise the June numbers down that they just released this month. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the Democrats don't just lie. They've become anti-truth. Stay with us, folks. That and so much more ahead in the Jesse Kelly Radio Show.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Welcome back to the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. My name's Sean Parnell, in for my good buddy, Jesse Kelly. Let me tell you very quickly about IFCJ. Since the terror attacks on October 7th, anti-Semitism has been on the rise, not just in Israel, but here at home in the U.S. and around the world. That's why we have partnered with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And today, I am coming to you, my audience, to ask that you stand with us and the IFCJ to raise your voice. Just as Oscar Schindler and Corey Ten Boom did. This pledge is asking Christians to stand with their Jewish brothers and sisters to never be silent, to show the Jewish people they are not alone. They have God and Christians on their side. For the month of June, we are asking Christians to sign this pledge, which will be delivered to the President of Israel, to show that Christians in America are not only standing up in solidarity, but they are speaking up too. Let's take a stand today with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to let the Jewish people know that they're not alone. To sign the pledge, go to supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org to take a stand today. Folks, we've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about the animated corpse that is Joe Biden in the White House. You know, every day they dip that man in the Lazarus pit, and every single day it's less and less effective. And the Democrats have moved from the age-old wisdom of it's the economy stupid, which is great, to the economy's great stupid. And they're wondering why their poll numbers are in the tank. They wondering why Joe Biden is getting shellacked. And later in the program, we're going to talk about the great debate on whether Joe Biden should stay or whether Joe Biden should go and whether or not Democrats can do it. But the scary thing about all of this is that the Democrats don't just lie. They've become anti-truth. They tell the opposite of whatever the truth is. I mean, we all feel the pain of this economy. Yet if you were listening to the White House, they'd say, oh, everything's great. The economy's better than it's ever been in decades. And the reason why that's particularly sinister is it's a sinister form of gaslighting to where it raises questions in ourselves, because the American people, we look at things in good faith. You know, we honestly, in many ways, we want to believe our government. And you start saying to yourself, well, am I just crazy? Is the economy good? Am I just not making enough money? Or how about, let's not talk about the economy. Let's talk about Joe Biden's cognitive state. If you listen to the media, and you listen to Democrats in power prior to the debate, they would have not just has Joe Biden lost a step. He's the best he's ever been. Joe Scarborough, this is the best version of Joe Biden. Are you kidding me? So a reasonable response would have been something like this. Yes, Joe is in his 80s. Yes, Joe is not the same man that he was when he was in his 40s, obviously. But he still has it where it matters. He's still got what it takes up here. But they're not saying that. It's the opposite. They're anti-truth. And so Newsweek came out with a story, headline, Americans can no longer afford a summer vacation. And look, I get it. You know, here at Fort Parnell, we haven't been able to afford a vacation in a couple years. You know, believe me when I tell you, we feel the pinch of this economy too. This from Newsweek. A significant number of Americans have given up on going on vacation this summer due to the high cost of living, according to an exclusive poll for Newsweek. 44% of respondents to a survey conducted by Redfield and Winton Strategies on behalf of Newsweek between June. Yeah, they're not trapped. Americans can't afford a vacation. But don't worry. Biden's on it, America. He's the sharpest he's ever been. That whole debate thing the other night, totally a one-off. He just had a cold. Oh, no. Just wait, it was just jet lag. Oh, no, wait, he was just like up a little bit too late. Oh, wait, no, Biden just works too hard. Oh, and you know what? Don't even listen to us. Just listen to this guy.
It just looked like a bad night because my interaction with him was what I describe in the book. And what happened even subsequent to what I described in the book after I got out, he's very probing in his questions, very analytical, very calm about things. When you go in to brief him, Major, you better really know your topic because he's going to ask you very relevant questions.
Joe Biden. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci, wear one mask, wear two masks, wear five masks. Get the shot, get two shots, get your kid a shot, get your dog a shot. According to Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden is deeply probing and analytical. Is there, as if we needed more proof that Joe Biden was suffering from a debilitating form of dementia, they trot out Anthony Fauci to talk about this guy. This was Biden just yesterday in my home state of Pennsylvania on a radio station in Philadelphia. Listen for yourself.
I remember as a Catholic kid growing up in an area where we didn't like Catholics didn't get elected. I'm the first president to get elected statewide in the state of Delaware when I was a kid. Well, you know, I looked at John Kennedy and said, well, he got elected. Why can't I get elected? By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman to serve with a black president. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much.
Joe Biden is proud to be the first black woman serving with a black president. Like, this is absolutely unbelievable. We all see for ourselves. We all hear Biden talking for ourselves. This is my favorite Biden has dementia soundbite. Just listen. It's amazing.
But groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kawawa.
And don't you dare make fun of him, America. He just has a stutter. Come on. The media, what drives me crazy about all of this is the media, after Biden's disastrous debate, is making it seem like this is somehow new. Of course, any of us who've been paying attention over the last 3 or 4 years knows that's not true. This shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. But let me ask you this, America. Why wouldn't the media think they could get away with it? They did the exact same thing with John Fetterman. John Fetterman had a stroke. Of course, we don't wish that on anybody. But they slandered the reporter who interviewed him, asked questions about his cognitive state. They hid him in the basement for the entirety of the primary and most of the general election, get him on the debate stage and realize he can't even talk. But by then it was too late. 600,000 votes banked. We're going to talk about the great debate. Will Joe stay or will Joe go? That and so much more in hour 2 of the Jesse Kelly Radio Show. We'll be right back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.